So, brothers, I'd like to bring to you some research I did about the deity of Christ. I've found this that some people actually push back on this, and I thought it might be edifying. So, I sent you my draft, and I'll read through it, and I'll elaborate at a few points, and then open it up for questions, discussion, comments, corrections, rebukes, and whatever else. So, first thing is, why would you make an article of the deity of Christ? I have about half a dozen points, rightly dividing the word of God, as it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, to convince there, as it says in Titus 1:9. Also want to make sure we accurately represent the nature of God. Make sure my neighbor doesn't walk into heresy. And false teachers deny Christ, 2 Peter 2:21. And also help to mark out Antichrist. While people will say he came in the flesh, they will deny his deity, and it's not the true Christ. 1 John 4:3. I'm trying to do this from all the different authors of the New Testament, because sometimes people like to discount Paul or certain writers of the New Testament, so I'm trying to give a sort of brief overview from multiple points of view, so if one argument they don't like or one author they'd like to reject, they can still see the point from other sides. Basically, Christ claims to be God. He's either God or a liar, but since he's Lord and Savior, we know he's not a liar. One of the biggest reasons why I want to make sure people understand this is because if they think God sent someone else to do this, that's not nearly as altruistic as him. Another point about the deity of Christ is that it shows the nature of God being willing to come and suffer for his creation. Self-sacrifice is the highest form of love, as it says in John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Start out with a few of the claims that Christ made in the scriptures. He claims equality with the Father, John 10:13. I and my Father are one, John 14:7. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. He claims pre-existence of Abraham in John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He shows supremacy of the Sabbath in Matthew 12:8, for the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day, and he shows his ability to forgive sins in Matthew 9:6. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. Basically by showing that what would be harder to do, in appearance he actually did to prove his ability. Now I'm going through the different authors of the New Testament. I'm gonna start with the Gospels writers, and then I will go to some of the epistles, and I have a verse from the Old Testament at the end that should hopefully leave no shadow of no doubt. So I will start with Matthew. Matthew 1:23, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. In the book of Matthew, a reference is made to the book of Isaiah, which specifically equates to the sin-bearing servant, whose name is translated as God with us. Also, later in the book of Matthew, Christ claims to be sending the prophet. In Matthew 23:34, Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. And then I made a reference to Ezekiel 2:3, and in that verse is talking about him sending Ezekiel, and I'll read that in just one second. And And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel. That's all I need from that verse. And then I'm going on to Mark. In Mark 1:3, we're talking about John the Baptist, and John the Baptist makes this statement, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And from my research, that's a malvination of Malachi 3:1 and Isaiah 43. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his people, to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And Isaiah 43, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. In Luke 3:4, it's basically the same as Mark that I just said. As is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Okay. Also, since Luke also wrote Acts, verses 1 through 12, I have to thank Brother Zealous for pointing this one out to me a while back. Acts 1 through 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven, so shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day journey. And then in Zechariah 14:3-4, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand that upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and towards the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it towards the south. And then we get to the easiest gospel to show the deity of Christ. I'm starting with the first chapter, John, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Then jumping down to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And if that's not plain enough for you, we also have John 20:28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Then, besides John just writing the gospel, I also wanted to throw in a really obvious verse from Revelation. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. That seems to be a very close calling to of Isaiah 41:4, who has performed this and carried out, calling out from the generations from the beginning, I, the Lord, the first and the last, I am he. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, so it appears to be a parallel to Isaiah 41:4. Then, that was the four gospel writers. Now, I have a few verses of Paul in a couple of his different writings. 1 Timothy 3:16, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Romans 9:5, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. And then in Philippians 2, 10 and 11, he replaces the Lord with God from Isaiah 45, 23. Philippians 2, 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isaiah 45:23. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Then Peter, he only has two epistles, but 2 Peter 1:1, in the King James it says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. If you do just a little bit of research into grammar, there's something called the Granville-Sharp rule, and if you read a couple different interpretations, it becomes really obvious that he's equating deity with Christ. Here's a different interpretation. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. It's basically showing an equation of deity and Christ when you apply proper grammar. Then the book of James, this is one of the weaker ones, and not enough to work with, but it appears from James 1:5 through 1:7. It's showing an asking of God in verse 5, and a receiving of the Lord in verse 7. So, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. It looks like he's saying you ask God and you get it from the Lord, so I'm using that as an equivalence. Jude 1:5. I will therefore put in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. So, if this is talking about both the one who saved them out of Egypt, which is obvious the Lord if you have any knowledge of the Old Testament, and that's referring to Christ, as far as I can tell in Jude, Psalm 95:10. For 40 years I was angry with that generation, and I said, they are a people whose heart go astray and have not known my ways. Just a quick reference for something to look into. And if they won't believe all of that, and they don't want to look at the New Testament, let's go right to my best verse from the Old Testament, as far as I can tell. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Those are the arguments I would use to show the deity.